comes to the national anthem. Apparently she loves her country, and she doesn't want to take a knee, because we all know what they were trying to do. They were trying to say, hey, this is an unworthy country that doesn't deserve people to stand for the national anthem. And she basically, she did her thing.
Dating back to earlier in the program, you know, it's just a matter of, you wonder why our kids are so damn depressed.
It's true.
You know, it's our schools are doing this to people.
Well, and not only that, but she says that she was verbally attacked by her coach as well after they began clashing over, you know, his views of, hey, you must take a knee. I'm sure it's very similar to trying to play with LeBron James. And if you don't agree with him politically, he's going to make your life a living hell. And enough of that already. People want to get to sports and get away from politics and not be consumed with, you know, one extreme or the other.
Interesting story. We'll continue to follow it. And my guess is there will be a lawsuit filed against the coach and maybe against the school itself, because that's just flat out wrong. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up a little bit later on. I want you to hear from James Comer, though. James Comer is a congressman from Kentucky. He is also the incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee. He was on with Trey Gowdy last night on Fox. Justifying, I guess, the best way to put it, the oversight of big tech and what I call the Biden crime family. That's my term, not theirs. This was James Comer last night, cut five, on Fox News Channel with Trey Gowdy. Here it is.
Twitter's a private company. But it certainly does seem that there is some government entanglement, statutorily, and because law enforcement and our surveillance community kind of uses them sometimes. Are you convinced there's sufficient basis for you and your committee to haul them before you and investigate?
Well, you're exactly right, Trey, and they benefit from liability protection. But the thing that concerns me most with respect to our investigation is, what role did the government play in the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop stories, especially the FBI? Because what we know now is the FBI had that laptop for nearly a year. They knew darn well what was on that laptop. They knew all the incriminating evidence that was in the laptop with respect to the president of the United States, not just his family, but also a future presidential candidate. So what we want to know is what role they played in telling those three executives in the first Twitter dump to suppress the story. Because I think you've seen, and you did a great job with Mr. Baker, he has a pattern of doing this. And I wonder who else at the FBI has a pattern of suppressing free speech, especially in censoring conservatives.
All right, Chairman, you probably recall House Democrats decided to bring in all the oil and gas companies before your committee when you were in the minority. Yeah. So I guess they don't really have an argument about not investigating private companies, because God knows they did it at least twice and maybe more than that. So are you getting any pushback from them? Are they going to join? I mean, they want to talk to Elon Musk, too. Are they going to join you in your request?
All they've done is criticize, Trey. I'm sure that would come as no surprise to you. They were very interested in oversight of the Trump administration. They were very interested in investigating the Trump administration. And lo and behold, they're still investigating the Trump administration 2 years after his administration. But surprisingly, they have no interest in investigating the Biden administration, despite the fact that we have spent trillions of dollars, despite the fact that there have been report after report of waste, fraud, and abuse, especially with all the COVID money. And then you take the laptop, which shows that there has been influence peddling on a scale that we've never seen in the United States of America.
That's James Comey last night with Trey Gowdy on Fox News Channel. I'm just going to tell you, January 3rd is going to hit, and there is going to be a tsunami of information that comes out based on the laptop, based on the Twitter doc dump of just a few days ago. I think it's going to be enlightening for the American people to know what their government has been doing behind the scenes, undercover, It's going to be absolutely tremendous. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Wayne Allen Root joins us next. We'll find out what he thinks about what's going on, the dock dump of Elon Musk, and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, looks like commuters are pretty much up to full speed right now on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. Much better than yesterday's 14-car pileup on the Beltway. No, it's not that bad right now. The Beltway 215. We do have a few crashes on the surface streets, though. Eastbound Sahara, that's at Eastern Avenue. Northbound Jones at Lake Mead. Little bit of congestion as you work your way into the downtown area on Interstate 515 northbound, beginning around Eastern. And remember, those HOV lanes are available for everyone on 15 South between Spring Mountain and Silverado Ranch.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NFL, the Raiders hosting the New England Patriots on Sunday, looking to bounce back after Thursday night's loss to the Rams, where they allowed two touchdowns in the final 3.5 minutes. It ended their three-game win streak, putting them at 5-8. The Patriots will play tonight in Arizona for Monday Night Football. College basketball, UNLV off to a 10-0 start, beating Washington State Saturday 74-70. The Rebels were led by Keyshawn Gilbert, who scored 25 points. They'll host San Francisco on Saturday at the Thomas and Mack Center. NHL, the Golden Knights are on a two-game road trip facing the Winnipeg Jets Tuesday. The trip will wrap up on Thursday in Chicago against the Blackhawks. The Knights fell Sunday to the Boston Bruins and have dropped two of their last three. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
It's Macy's Gifts You'll Love to Give sale with great deals for everything on their wish list, like 50% off cozy coats, jackets, and vests for her. Perfume and cologne gift sets for $50 and under. And shop specials like 20 to 50% off the season's hottest toys from Bluey, Melissa, and Doug, and more. Plus, everyone gets $10 in Macy's money for every $50 spent. Now through Thursday at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. This is the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life, better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's has been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live-action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, homemade desserts. They offer curbside pickup and delivery, a huge wine and cocktail menu, and catering. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas, including celebrities from movies, TV, and sports. It's where the elite meet to eat. Book your holiday party at Mastroianni's or have them cater the party at your place. And be sure to stock up on Mastroianni's gift cards for Christmas. Mastroianni's is at 3330 South Hualapai Way. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. 367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So I'm out Saturday. And I'm doing some Christmas shopping, and I'm with some people, and we were going to break for lunch. And they said, where do you want to go? And somebody chimed in, Osaka Japanese Bistro. And I'd never been there, but I'd heard my buddy Wayne Allen Root talking about it a lot on his show. So we stopped in there, and I had the chicken and rice bowl, and it was phenomenal. The soup was to die for. It was wonderful. And then I mentioned my buddy Wayne Allen Root, and they went nuts. I mean, you would have thought I was talking about the President of the United States. And guess who's with us? No less than Wayne Allen Root. But I had so much fun. Osaka Japanese Bistro, really nice place over on West Sahara. And it was fun. I loved it. Thank you for the recommendation.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, they sponsored my show for years now, and they're great people. Gene is the owner. And they've got one on Sahara, and they've got one in Henderson on Eastern. That's the one I always went to because I spent 17 years living in the Anthem Country Club right down the street. So if you thought you got a good reaction on Sahara, you should try walking into Eastern and saying Wayne Allen Root. Just scream Wayne Allen Root and watch what happens.
I'll make sure I do that. Make sure I mention at the other location. But I went to the one on West Sahara, and it was just phenomenal. Food was great.
I always ask Gene how he's doing. He always says, well, it's the Wayne Root phenomenon. Half the people that come into my restaurant say, Wayne Root recommended it, so I'm here. So it's a nice thing to know that people care and they listen to my show and they're willing to go to places that I recommend. And, you know, I do feel like the king of Las Vegas.
You truly are. Let me just ask you, this seemingly never-ending Anthony Fauci farewell tour. I thought it happened 2 weeks ago at the White House where he gave his final briefing from the podium, but I've seen him on every cable news channel known to man. When does he finally retire? I mean, is he going to be gone eventually?
Well, we live in two universes. You know, half the universe is being gaslighted. You know, if you don't know what gaslighting means, you know, being defrauded, being fooled, being in a fantasy world, fantasy land. I mean, it's, you know, half of America has been brainwashed into believing he's a hero who saved the world and saved America. And half of America truly believes he's an Adolf Hitler-like monster who's responsible for killing millions. And that's not just Wayne Root, that's United States Senator Rand Paul. You know, and there's two reasons, by the way. Rand Paul says Fauci's the one who funded the gain of research and created this monster called COVID, therefore, and he's responsible for millions dead around the world. Wayne Root says that's besides the fact. He's responsible for pushing a vaccine that's killed far more than COVID will ever kill. This vaccine is such a killer. I mean, most people just, Kevin, they don't notice what's in the news right in front of them. But today, Friday, I said on my show, there's so many stories in the news about people dying suddenly. And then this weekend and today, I mean, the coach of Mississippi State, Leach, beloved coach, he's in the hospital on life support, pray for him. They don't think he'll make it. And he had a massive heart attack. The son of Tina Turner a few days ago died suddenly. And I don't know, there were eight of them in the paper today. Some famous socialite in Australia who lives in a $50 million mansion in Sydney. She just died, 58 years old, had a heart attack after playing tennis. And a 25-year-old football player just died. And the list goes on and on and on. Died jogging, the 25-year-old football player died jogging. Literally, I guess it was like 48 hours ago, and it was just reported today. So the list is in the news every minute. These are just high-profile people, you know? So, you know, how could I forget the whole sports world is in shock because first a famous journalist died covering the World Cup, died instantly of a massive heart attack, and then another one died yesterday, another journalist,
yeah.
The second one, and the media is so delusional that they're all going, oh, my God, is it possible that, you know, because they hate that we all support gay rights in America and they're all walking around with LGBT shirts, maybe they're killing the journalists. No, you morons. No one's killing the journalists. Dr. Fauci's killing the journalists. He pushed the vaccine. Okay, there's nobody at the World Cup killing journalists over LGBT rights. It's so clear that all these people are dying suddenly because they all took the jab. And, oh, by the way, you go, well, Wayne, do you really know if they took the jab? In almost every case, you just go to their Twitter page, and they always have a picture of themselves showing their arm where the bandage is and saying, I got my fourth booster today. Everyone ought to get it or you're going to die. And they're dead. Every one of them who talks about how you're going to die if you don't get the booster, every one of them dies suddenly of a heart attack or a stroke. Isn't it funny how that works?
And you know what's weird? Elon Musk threw his hat in the ring and said that Dr. Fauci lied to Congress. First of all, is that your belief? And do you think we will ever get to the bottom of whether he lied to Congress or not?
Well, he clearly lied to Congress. And he said more than that, Elon. He said what his two pronouns, I think he said his two pronouns of the day are Fauci, should be Fauci, liar, prosecutor, or something like that. I can't remember now the exact words, but he was just basically saying this man has to be prosecuted for mass murder, prosecuted for lying, for creating the COVID germ, lying that he didn't create it, lying that it was you know, from a bat in a cave. No, it wasn't. It was from a lab, and liberals are just brain dead. They don't know any of this is going on around them, and they don't realize all their friends are dropping dead. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. When was the last time you ever heard of a 58-year-old woman dropping dead after playing tennis? When was the last time you heard about a 25-year-old ex-NCAA football player dropping dead while jogging? He's like the fifth one this year. When was the last time you heard about, I think it was on Friday, there were three famous athletes who were packing it in for the year because they had strokes. And, they had blood clots in their lungs. And so one was an NFL player, I think, for the Jets. And another one was a famous college basketball player, the center for the Tennessee Women's Volunteers. These are people that all have blood clots, can't play any more sports. They don't understand. They're not going to play the rest of their lives, most probably. This stuff, especially if it's heart-related, even more than clots, if it's heart-related, you could just pack it in forever. Your heart is damaged for life once this vaccine gets a hold of you. Al Roker, you know, I sat watching the Thanksgiving parade, and they kept saying it was the first parade he missed in 29 years. And then 3 days later, I see Al Roker rushed back to the hospital. He came home the day after the parade again because of blood clots and was rushed to the hospital again because of a blood clot scare. So, I mean, he's never going to be the same. None of these people will ever be the same. You know, the saddest part about all this is, of course, that nice people are dying and they listen to government. But the second saddest part for me is I'm never going to be able to say I told you so to everybody because they're all going to be dead, Kevin. It's unbelievable. You can't tell your friends I told you so. Why did you listen to me? They're dead.
Do you think, though, hey, Wayne, yeah. It's one thing for you to say it, for me to say it, but do you think that Dr. Fauci will ever be held responsible? Here's a guy that's making $400,000 a year, highest paid employee of the federal government. And do you think, though, he'll ever be held accountable?
I just don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, normally I'd say no, knowing what society's like today. But on the other hand, I think that the deaths are accelerating such a level at this point. You know, I kept crying, not crying wolf, crying the reality. I'm Paul Revere. Lots and lots of people are going to die. Millions of people are going to die. Not everyone who gets vaccinated will die, by the way. But there's 230 million Americans who've been vaccinated, and they've done the studies. We have two amazing studies. We have one from the CDC. They did a study, and they kept it secret for 2 years, and they sent a questionnaire out to everyone who was vaccinated. And it came back that something like 25% of all the people had some sort of a terrible adverse event and 7% seriously injured. What's 7% of 230 million? And then there was a Rasmussen study the other day. And the Rasmussen study showed 7% of everyone who was vaccinated answers that they were severely impacted and or seriously injured. You know, so my point is, you're talking about millions and millions of people. And I don't know who's going to treat them all. I don't know, you know, there's going to come a day where all of them are going to want to take people like Fauci and hang them in a public square, and I'm not recommending that. I don't ask for violence. But I'm just telling you, people are going to get very angry when they realize they lost everyone in their family because this monster created COVID and then told them all to take the antidote to COVID, and the antidote is the death shot. They're going to get real angry when they figure that out, and eventually they're going to figure it out when everyone around them dies. There's an awful lot of people dying right now, but it still obviously isn't enough to convince them or to make them notice. But how about when it gets 10 times higher than it is now? How about instead of 10 people a day that are famous in the news dying suddenly, it's hundreds dying suddenly, and that represents millions of average people compared to the famous ones you keep saying in the news. So there's got to come a point where the whole country is going to call Fauci a monster, and they're going to want him to be tried and get the death penalty if, in fact, he led to the mass murder of millions of people. I believe the people will want that. I don't know if it's ever going to happen because the people in government are all in bed with Fauci. So I don't know, Kevin, but I'm telling you, my belief is at this point, the people who know and who knew are mass murderers.
Wayne Allyn Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You'll hear him beginning at 3 o'clock, the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. I've got to ask you, since we last talked, we had another inflation report. It shows that it's still at a 40-year high. The question is, the government's trying to paint this as things are getting better. Are they getting better at ground zero? Are they getting better for the average American?
No, they're getting worse. And then the other, I told you so. It's not like I'm always right, but I'm right a lot. I'm right a hell of a lot more than I'm wrong. And pretty much everything I've ever predicted on the radio, the only things I'm ever wrong about is when I say Republicans are about to win a landslide, and then they don't because it's clear the election is rigged and stolen. That's the only thing I could ever remember saying on the radio that turned out to be wrong. I'm right about everything else. And I'm telling you, I've been telling everybody, when they say inflation isn't that big a deal, I said it's monstrous. When they said it's transitory, it'll be gone soon, I said, nope, it's with us for years. Now they're saying, they were saying that it's actually peaked and it's on its way down. And I said, nope, it's on its way up and it's going to get worse. And I'm right about all of it. It's clear. I mean, I get all my mail at a P.O. Box store. I don't get my mail at home. I send it to a P.O. Box store. That P.O. Box store was charging $300 a year. Now they want $500 a year starting in the new year. I keep a lot of supplies and files at a storage facility, right? I've got a storage closet kind of, where you file stuff. And that closet costs $90 a month for the last 5 years. They just told me it's going to $160 a month starting in January.
Wow.
Everything in the world is going up dramatically, and I'm telling you, nobody is going to be able to afford it. My prediction is that no one notices yet in a big way the way I think they should, because it's Christmas and everybody wants to buy themselves great presents, and they want to buy their kids great presents, and they want to buy their parents great presents, and they want to celebrate, and they want to go to dinner, and nobody wants to feel terrible at Christmas. But when Christmas is over and New Year's is gone, I predict 2023, things are going to happen that are going to make everybody go, oh my God, we are going to have the crash of all crashes, the collapse of all collapses, inflation that no one can believe, $15 a gallon for gas that no one could believe. Everything that Biden has done to wreck this economy is coming home to roost, and everyone's going to realize that we've been duped and we've been conned, and that Joe Biden is the worst person that's ever lived. He's a dummy with no brains, with dementia, and he's a puppet who's being manipulated by the worst people, the most evil people ever, who hate America and are trying to destroy America on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. And that's what's going to – 2023 is going to be a really bad year, and I also believe a lot of people this winter will die – in record numbers from the COVID vaccine, not from COVID, but from the COVID vaccine, that's accelerating. So you add it together, and I believe better celebrate Christmas, because next year is going to be a whopper of a year.
Let me ask you, I've only got 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. What are you up to media-wise? I know you're on TV every afternoon. You're on the radio every afternoon. On the weekends you're on. Tell me what you got that's new.
Well, I mean, look, we're working on all kinds of deals, Kevin. As soon as I got more, I'll tell you. But, I mean, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere a human being could be. I'm on TV. I'm on radio. I'm on local radio. I'm on national radio. I'm on two national TV shows. Or I should say one national TV show and one national streamed TV show. Lindell TV is streamed every day at 4 o'clock our time in Vegas. And Real America's Voice is on Saturdays with my America's Top 10 Countdown show. My guest this past weekend was Matt Gaetz. And we just landed President Trump again. He'll be on the next couple weeks. So President Trump will be coming on with me again. And then really the big thing that happened the last week was, remember I was on your show, I wrote a commentary as a Jew defending Donald Trump and saying he's the greatest president for Jews in Israel ever. How dare anybody say that because he had one dinner with a stranger he didn't know, that makes him an anti-Semite. He's a Jewish grandfather, for God's sakes. He was the Grand Marshal of the Israel Day Parade in New York City. This guy loves the Jewish people. So I defended him. And then on Thursday morning of last week, Trump puts out a post at Truth Social, his version of Twitter. So he puts out a tweet, basically, and says and points to my column and says, thank you, Wayne Allyn Root. I really appreciate you. You're the greatest. I wish all the other Jews understood, that I'm great for the Jewish people. Unfortunately, they're, basically they're a bunch of ingrates. And the whole world exploded. And I always get, Google alerts me whenever there's a mention in the media, probably thousands of mentions all over the world, especially Israel, about Wayne Root and President Donald Trump. Wayne Root wrote the column and fed into Trump, and now Trump and Wayne Root say Jews are ingrates for not appreciating Trump. And I'm very proud of it. I'm in the middle of firestorms every other day with Trump. And it's just, I guess it's my role in life. I'm Paul Revere, you know.
I love it.
The commies are coming, and you better wake up.
I love it. If folks want to find out where you are, how do they find you?
RootForAmerica.com, obviously. RootForAmerica.com. And of course, every afternoon right here on AM 670, my flagship station in the whole country. AM 670 from 3 to 6. And on TV every day at 4 o'clock West Coast time. On Lindell TV, which is at franksbeach.com. Just click on Lindell TV 2, and you get to watch me. And every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Vegas time, Real America's Voice TV. And I've got a new book coming out in January. Remember, I wrote the Great Patriot, Boycott book. And my new one is the Great Patriot Boycott book. Instead of telling you who not to buy from, I'm telling you the 100 best companies in America to spend all your money with because they're conservative, Christian, and patriotic.
Wayne,
so that book will be out. So lots going on.
Hey, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday, my friend.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin. God bless.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all the above.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers with exciting news. Jenny O has opened a new second location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center near Albertsons. And Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tanea and Buffalo has been reimagined with a fresh new look. To celebrate, Jenny O is offering a special for my listeners only. You'll get a $500 gift card with your next purchase. Just tell her War sent you. Jenny O is the queen of color. She's a GIA graduate gemologist. She knows everything about diamonds and has a love and passion for rare, one-of-a-kind color. I'm a witness. I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding ring at Huntington Jewelers. We got incredible value, and we get non-stop compliments everywhere we go. It's my go-to place for all my jewelry and watch needs. Visit Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara or the new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Get a $500 gift card with your next purchase. Just tell her War sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of